This is The Takeaway with Celeste Headlee and not John Hockenberry today, but Todd Zwillick, who's filling in all this week. We're talking about the DREAM Act, and they could start debate on this soon, and they say it could pass this fall, provided that it gets through some probably pretty heavy opposition from some quarters.
No doubt.
What this DREAM Act does is it would provide citizenship to undocumented residents. But we're talking about kids, people who entered the United States as minors, went to school in the United States, and hope to get a college degree. It requires them to do a couple things. A, they have to go through the path to citizenship, and they also have to provide some kind of military service or a service in education or some other public service. According to estimates, there's about 2 million people who'd be able to apply for legal status under this bill if it gets approved. Some 20 undocumented immigrant students staged sit-ins in Washington, D.C. yesterday, trying to pressure lawmakers to start debating the DREAM Act. And we're joined again by Will Suarez. He's a temporary U.S. resident from Peru who's actually going to his orientation at the University of Kansas today. Is that correct, Will?
Yes.
And what are you going to be studying? What are you going to be studying at the University of Kansas?
I will be studying political science.
Uh-huh. And maybe pursuing a career in politics at some point?
No, I'm actually trying to stay away from that, but I would like to do public administration
at some point. Smart man.
Now, you had a very distinguished high school career, I think that's fair to say. You graduated the top of your class and got a number of honors while you were in school?
Yes.
Fernando Pizarro, a Washington correspondent for Univision, Will Suarez seems to be the kind of student that most colleges would want.
Yes, hi, how are you? Yes, he seems to fit the profile of the DREAM Act student. There are many students like him. As you said, a recent study by the Migration Policy Institute, there's about 2.1 million that would benefit from the DREAM Act. And the DREAM Act was originally introduced back in 2001, and it's been reintroduced every single Congress without success, as you well know. It was introduced initially by Richard Durbin and Orrin Hatch in the Senate with bipartisan support, Chris Kennan and Howard Berman in the House, and it has failed, and it has been part of immigration comprehensive reform efforts, but it is a standalone bill. And as you said, it would legalize students who came to the United States before the age of 16, who are currently under the age of 35, have lived in the U.S. for at least 5 years, and have obtained a high school diploma or a GED. Then they would be granted a conditional status, and after 6 years, they would be given legal permanent residence if they complete 2 years of college or military service. But the Migration Policy Institute calculated that of this 2.1 million people, only 38%, or it's about 800,000, would basically move on to legal permanent residence. But as you said before, that has strong opposition, and the basis is the following. The opponents of the DREAM Act, who are basically the opponents of comprehensive immigration reform, say, first, this would reward parents who, you know, violated immigration laws knowingly and brought their children here. Most of these kids have arrived legally through visas, but the parents overstayed and kept the kids here knowingly. Many kids have been surprised throughout the years, and many of them have not known they're illegally here until they apply for college. Also, opponents say that this would basically do a chain migration, because kids who become adults and then they are legalized as adults would then, at the age of 18, be able to petition for their parents as well, who are probably here illegally anyway. And then it would also transfer seats and tuition subsidies to illegal aliens at a time when they say that public education and higher education budgets are being slashed all over the country.
And people are having. Well, let me ask you about that, Will Suarez. I'm sure you probably have friends from school who are struggling to get financial aid to be able to afford college. Do you have sympathy for those who say that we shouldn't be transferring financial aid to kids who are here illegally before we take care of U.S. citizens?
I completely understand that argument. In a way, it sounds really selfish. because it's not really, it doesn't really consider me a contributing member of society. But I do understand their argument saying that, you know, U.S. citizens should receive financial aid first. But where the DREAM Act does not award it only awards grants and loans to undocumented students who qualify. It doesn't qualify them for FAFSA. So we would not be getting money from the government.
Right. Well, let me ask you. You said you don't know if you could be deported. You know, there's a good chance the DREAM Act will not pass this fall. It's come up a number of times every single year. What will you do?
I have no idea what I would do. I might actually move out of the country. I might go to Canada. I might go to Australia. I might even have to go back to Peru if the DREAM Act doesn't pass.
And obviously, has any of your advisors at the University of Kansas given you some suggestions?
No, actually, this will be my first time talking to them. I have my orientation today, so I really haven't talked to anyone about that.
That is Will Suarez. He's a temporary resident from Peru. His parents sought asylum here, and he's getting ready to enter the University of Kansas. Fernando Pizarro, a Washington correspondent for Univision, do we have any signs that there's a better chance of the DREAM Act passing now than it has had in the past?
Well, as I said before, the DREAM Act has been part of comprehensive immigration efforts in the past, but it is a standalone bill. It could pass by itself. The rumor right now is that because comprehensive immigration reform seems to be fading and there are very little chances of it passing this fall, is that one strategy would be to, again, try to think of the DREAM Act by itself. Now, this has opponents or has pros and cons among people who favor comprehensive immigration reform. Some think that if they pass DREAM Act by itself, then there won't be the same strength to pass comprehensive immigration reform later on. This, of course, is debated either way.
As most things are in Washington, for sure. Fernando Pizarro is a Washington correspondent for Univision.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.